single person has their license. Like, mm-hmm. some of us took long
on the first try.
Like, good for you.
With the bare minimum. I passed with the bare minimum, but hey.
But hey.
It doesn't matter.
30 points off, you're good.
Yeah.
No, it actually wasn't my fault, and I know everyone would say that, like, oh, it's not my fault, like, blah, blah, blah. No, but it actually wasn't my fault because... Well, okay. It was my fault, but it wasn't the fault of my driving.
Okay.
I was supposed to get the slip sign that are like, oh, I practiced for 30 hours. Like, here's my guardian saying that I did it.
Yeah.
And I just was dumb and forgot to have my dad sign it. So it was, I took the test and they were like, if your dad's not here by the time the test is over to sign this form, like, we have to automatically fail you. And then my dad was a town over, so like, he couldn't make it in time. So that's why I failed the first time. So it actually wasn't the fault of my driving. It was just the fault of me being dumb.
Okay.
And then I had to wait 2 months to take it again. But it was okay. It was fine.
All's well, you know.
You know, it turned out fine. I've had my license for 3 years next month, which, oh my God,
that's scary.
Actually crazy.
I celebrated my 2-year anniversary with mine in February.
Yeah. No, because, well, yeah, that's the thing is, like, since I live in the suburbs, it was like, as soon as you can drive, like, you're gonna drive. Like, you think any of our parents wanted to get up at 7 a.m. to take us to band practice? Like, absolutely not.
No.
Like, literally at, like, 6:30, really, because I had to be at school. I did Pops Ensemble. I, like, sang in my school's Pops Ensemble. So, twice a week,
I had to be.
Oh, yeah.
I'm learning so many new...
There's, like, a million clips of this online, too.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, like, a million.
Okay.
But anyway, I, like... would have to get up every Tuesday and Thursday at, like, 6:15 to be at the school and in there singing by 7 a.m.
Oh, wow.
And so until I got my license, my dad had to get up and drive me.
Oh.
Which, like, you know, he was fine with it, obviously, but it's like, what if I can drive myself? Like, I probably should, right? So that was...
Yeah.
Necessary.
Guys, fun fact, I've, like, been in the proximity of Layla's high school before.
It's so true.
Fun fact,
it's a great... Honestly, like... I know this is, like, a lot of people really dislike high school because of, like, you know, it's definitely a formative time. It can be tough. And, like, there were tough times, but overall, like, you know, I have love for that school. Definitely, like, I mean, just an example of, like, oh, I got to sing in my Pops Ensemble. Like, that's, like, a cool thing that I got
to do.
Cool.
And I didn't know that about Layla.
Pretty formative because now I, like, sing in at school.
Go. Guys, Layla, I didn't go to her show, but I watched the live streams.
Mm-hmm.
She slayed it. She brought tears to the crowd.
Thank you. We did do that, guys. If you're curious as to what we're talking about, I am in the Jackson Jills, which is an all-femme a cappella group here at Tufts.
I love them.
So, yeah. Actually, videos of that performance will be on our YouTube within, like, 2 weeks. So, if you're interested in seeing me sing, you can find me on there.
I didn't know she soloed a song.
It's true. I did. Well, it was
morning.
A duet. But,
okay.
You know, solo elements and then elements together.
Yes.
So, yeah. Anyway, that's enough of my yapping.
We yapped a lot.
We did.
So,
but it's okay.
We
started,
have,
like, 10 minutes early, so it's
that's
fine.
That's so true. The next song we have is Lava by Still Boozy.
Mm-hmm. I feel like
you're
this
in
is
your
really
resurgence.
Me. Like, this
yeah,
is
this
really
is you.
Me.
This is you.
Still Woozy song, honestly, is me. Like, they've all been on my playlist before, literally every single one of them.
Sure.
This is just the earliest one I could find because I was like, oh, most formative, that was clean.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Oh,
this song's
great,
but they're all great.
Yeah, no, my introduction was Habit.
Yeah, which is such a good song, and I would have put that on there.
Yeah.
But it's explicit. So, enjoy Lava.
I mean, I gotta, like, you know, fade them into it, you know, like,
please.
Bye.
Seeming real funny in my eye, so maybe I'm fixing.
Come on,
I'm fixing to die.
But
you know, I love it when you hit the end and run around yelling. That's when I'm melting. It always happens so fast, and just like that, and just like that.
You'll never leave my mind.
Come on,
but why would you have to go?
You couldn't be the kind I could ever.
You never leave my mind. Why would you have to go?
that I haven't left you, no.
I don't wanna
indie underground song.
Guys, we just put you on. I hope you're happy. Like, you guys wanted new music from us. Like, we delivered, like,
yeah,
brand new, hot off the presses.
Never heard, never been done before. Uh-uh. That was Bags by Claro, in case you guys were, you know, living under a rock. Mm-hmm. So it's what we talk about all the time on this show,
mm-hmm.
our GovBall experiences. Mm-hmm. Saw the Claro 2022 GovBall. Mm-hmm. I actually am wearing the shirt from it right now.
Fire.
Wait, hold up. I gotta do, like, the shirt reveal to Layla, but, like, not, like, our audience can see it, but, like...
Okay, shirt reveal.
Shirt reveal. And me and my friends that I went with, we all got matching, like, the same one.
I love it.
So, very, very dear to me.
I actually...
Yeah.
My first ever concert without parental supervision.
Correct.
I was 15, and I went with my good friend Jen to the Immunity tour.
Oh.
So I saw this tour. It was Jenna? So awesome. No, this is my friend Jen,
okay.
actually.
Okay.
And so different. Okay. You might confuse them for the same person because they have a similar name, but they are two different people. But okay. Yeah, it was a great experience. And Beba Doobie opened.
Oh, wait,
and that's
you've
how
told
I was
me
introduced.
About this.
This is back
you've
in 2019. This. Yeah, this was such a good experience. I was a sophomore in high school.
Love.
It was October. Love it was it. An amazing show. And actually, we were so scared because they said, oh, it's a 16 and up event.
And you're like,
with supervision, we were like, oh my God, they're not going to let us in. Like, oh my God, 16 and up. We forged passports.
Oh my God.
With, like, changing the birth year to 2003 instead of 2004. And then, of course, they did not ask to see identification because 16 and up, like, isn't actually
a real thing.
Like, a real thing. It's just a suggestion. Like, it doesn't actually matter. So that was really funny, but it was a great experience.
Oh my God.
And I will never forget what it was like.
I love that for you.
It was awesome.
And then on top of it, in the city as well, like, you know, gotta do the Metro North experience.
Yes, exactly.
Gotta,
I was at the Brooklyn Steel, I believe.
Okay.
So,
I actually have never been there.
You know, I remember it being good. I don't think I've been back since. But actually, what I'm really excited about is this. I went from having, like, no concerts lined up to a ton this summer. I'm really excited.
Okay. Well, I have none on my radar. But wait.
So the first one's not a concert. It's a comedy show, mm-hmm. Which is Hasan Minhaj, which I think he's so funny.
Who is that?
He's like, so he was on, like, Trevor Noah's show.
Okay.
He was a writer, and then he had a segment on it.
Okay.
But he's really funny. If you haven't, like, seen his stand-up, he's pretty popular amongst, like, the Indian crowd, because he does a lot of humor that, like, would be
Are
funny
you
for
familiar
us.
With Zarna Garg?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Also, another, like, Indian stand-up comic. Her daughter went to my high school.
Oh, slay.
And now they're, like, blowing up, and they have, like, a whole spiel.
There you go. I love it. It's so funny. So, yeah, if you haven't heard him, he's great. Then I'm seeing Still Woozy.
Yes.
At that venue, which is, like, the outdoor venue that, like, overlooks, like, the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, Pier 17.
Yes.
Yeah,
I've never been.
Grandparents' restaurant was, like, in the olden days,
That's
you know?
So slow.
It was, like, minutes away from the seaport, so I was always there when I was
okay,
little.
Okay, love. I've never been, so
I haven't been
excited.
Since they've renovated it, though,
okay.
I will say.
I'll report back. I'm excited about that. And then I'm seeing... Charlie XCX.
Oh my God.
Troye Sivan and Shy Girl in
September
with my sister. I'm so excited. She's coming up and I'm going to have a house. So she's going to stay with me and it's going to be like the most incredible experience ever.
Oh my God. No, I remember I sent the screenshot to Layla about this concert and I was like, OMG.
And I was like, I'm going
like,
with my sister.
I know. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Good talk.
No. It's just, it's like for her. My sister's very into hyperpop and all that stuff, and always has been. So this was like, this is, when I'm telling you this is her Super Bowl, like,
it is her Super Bowl.
Like, she's seeing Charlie XCX. She's going from having never seen her, which was, like, a point of contention. Like, the fact that she had never seen her was, like, shocking, appalling. She was supposed to see her 1 year, didn't get to go. It was, like, a whole big thing.
Yeah.
And then now she's seeing her 3 times in the next 4 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or however many, it's 4 months till September, basically. So she's, sorry.
Ooh,
the light is like going in and out. It's like there's a ghost here. But yeah, she's doing like a mini tour and she's coming to Queens. So my sister's going alone
in
Queens.
Saw that.
Yeah, she's going to that.
I think I saw that.
Then she's seeing this tour in New York.
Correct.
And then she's with her friends. And then she's coming to Boston to see it again. So
oh my God.
She's finally getting her time. She's just like, she like front loaded all of it. So she's seeing it all at once. But
my
I'm really excited.
Potential lineup is I'm potentially going to Lollapalooza this year.
That's good. Like, if you should.
Potentially.
I feel like that's such a great experience.
Potentially. Because one of my friends is from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from Tufts is from Chicago.
Yeah.
So I'm like, can I come to Lollapalooza?
Yeah.
Like, so that's like penciled in. It's just depending on what I'm doing this summer.
Yeah. Who's. Like, big headliners.
Tyler, the Creator.
Oh, so yeah.
Future Metro Boomin.
Okay.
Killers.
Mm-hmm.
SZA.
Mm-hmm.
But they there's no more four-day tickets, but, like, the resale is, like, a very similar price.
Yeah, yeah.
So I might just, like, do
that. It. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm like, okay, I'm not going to get this experience.
No, right. Right.
And then...
It's also kind of offset by the fact that you don't have to, like, rent a hotel if you stay with your friend.
Exactly.
Like, all that stuff.
Exactly. Like, I'm paying for the flight and the ticket.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You're
paying for the experience.
That's so true. And then I'm... So that's penciled in. That's not official.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that's also penciled in is Outside Lands in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Because I have
Wait,
my
that's
friend
like a,
at...
That's a travel. That's
Stanford.
A, yeah, I mean, that would be really fun.
But I don't know if she's staying there.
Okay,
this summer
yeah.
or not. So that's also penciled. But she worked there. She actually worked the festival.
That's so cool.
And got to see Noah Kahan, Kendrick Lamar
mm-hmm.
in her like off period.
That's so fun.
Of working at the festival.
Wow.
It was sick.
That's like smart.
Right?
My friend, I have a friend who's staying, she goes to Vanderbilt and she's staying in Nashville this summer.
Oh, Bonnaroo.
So I mean, yes, but also just, like, going and experiencing the music scene in general,
That's
I feel
so
like.
That's so true,
Because
yeah.
there's always, like, a ton of music happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'd love to, like, go to a couple concerts or even just, like, live music venues,
yeah.
like, restaurants, you know?
No, yeah, the live music, I've been to Nashville literally once. Wild. Like, oh, it's busting over,
like
every door. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm, like, that is so appealing to me.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think I might just... You know,
just do it.
Just do a little something. Like, who knows?
People are definitely annoyed by our talking, and that's okay. Like,
and
we're self-aware.
No,
of
because
it.
If they were though, like, they can switch the radio station.
That's so true.
It's like it's not difficult, you know.
So the next song we have is "Bathroom Light."
Yeah,
I'm gonna get into it.
Sure.
Do you have any explanations before we like play it?
No.
No.
It's just a bop.
A bop. Wait, hold.
Little
the
vibe
phone.
Switch though. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's gonna be fun.
Drive through in a Halloween costume. I'm an astronaut without you. We're twisting our way to the back of the bar. You're locking the door, falling into the star. Stripping you down to your jewelry. You're breaking the rules just me. What a life under big stars and a good woman in charge. Got me falling in, got me falling in hard. So come on, baby, let's do this right. I think I like moments we can't fake. Yes, the angels never leak the expiration days. So come on.
never tell what's real anymore.
I was living on the west side when you brought me south. At first you didn't like the look of me. Your borders were closed. Although you said I'm bad company, we stayed in touch. You made it hard work for me, working for your love. But now we can settle down, we'll start a family. 'Cause you're my best friend and you're so good to me. We can settle down, living in the city. You had the world at your feet. Yeah, you had a part-time job, pleased to be living free. You made it hard work for me, I had to work for your love. And now we can settle down, start a family.
Okay, everyone.
It's the that was West Side by the Kooks.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that one time I was staying in an Airbnb and yeah. I was with another family? I definitely have. I'll tell our lovely listeners. I was staying in an Airbnb with another family, so it was a rather large space. And there was like a signed guitar in the corner, and we looked and we were
like, I've heard the story.
What's going on? It was the Kooks. They had stayed there on a tour like several years prior, and they had left this signed guitar, which was so cool. I was tempted to play it, but I decided not to be the worst ever, and I did not play it because was like, imagine how narcissistic. I'm like, oh, the signed guitar, yeah, let me like play freaking Wonderwall on it. Like, stop.
Wonderwall. So I didn't. Wonderwall.
I did not do it. But there you go.
For me, I was like thinking about this as the song was playing, but like I find my music from like the weirdest places. Like some of the songs I listen to on repeat, this song was like posted in like someone's Instagram story. I think it was like Hillary Morrow. It was her Instagram story. She never posts, but like the one time she did, this song was in the background of it.
Slay.
And I was like, oh, this is a really good song. And like, okay, a lot of the arrangements y'all do as like for Jills, like then automatically like become like my on repeat. Like Moving Out, I've listened to on repeat.
Yeah.
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah.
What are other Fire by Sarah Bareilles.
Yeah.
Kiss of Venus. Like case in point.
That's a lot of them.
Right? But that's like good. Every time y'all do an arrangement, all of a sudden I'm like, ooh, this is a good song. Like, let me listen to it.
What can I say?
Same thing goes with the Bucks.
We have an extensive selection process, so...
Do you really?
I mean, yeah, we spend, like, a whole two-hour rehearsal on it, so... Yeah, I mean, we all bring in, like, 2 to 3, so that ends up being, like, 28 to, like, 42 songs. Yes. Which is a lot to choose from, but we do it, and,
Layla arranged a play... A set.
I did. I arranged a song for our recent, which was such a cool experience, getting to do, like, the behind-the-scenes of the music stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Proud of you. Anyways, it's our last PSA of the year.
It's true. All right. if you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes because they grow very quickly, and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can also have a complete confidence that it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Love it. I think I did that one last week as well.
There you go. And I love it. It's a great message. I feel like going into summer, right? Like,
yeah,
it's
your
time.
Gardening hobbies.
Yeah, who knows, guys? I need to find something to do. So it might be gardening. I might come back with like everything I'm wearing, just like crocheted for myself. I don't know.
Oh my god, upcycle clothing with the yarn. My grandma does that.
I should, honestly, because I have a sewing machine.
Oh, okay.
That I inherited from my mom. So I'm like, maybe I should really learn how to use it. It's a really nice one.
All right.
So I'm like, you know. Because I feel like I go to the thrift store a lot, and I find an item of clothing where I'm like, wow, this is in a really cool pattern, but this cut, you know, is maybe a little outdated or something. It's like, why don't I just
do it.
Make it for myself? Like, it's, you know, there's patterns and stuff out there. It's not like you have to, like, invent everything yourself. You just have to be able to, like, read the pattern and do what the sewing machine tells you. So... Maybe that'll be my hobby. I don't know. I'm just thinking about it. So
my grandma is a big crocheter. She does blankets.
Mm-hmm.
So my knit blanket that I have, like, you know, like the blanket that like you use when like you don't want to go in your bed, but you just like
want to. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have one and she knitted crocheted the whole thing.
It's very impressive. I love it.
And we were like, you need to sell this stuff on like Etsy.
Oh my God.
Like,
she should actually. That's so
I'm
true.
I'm like, you're retired. Like
you can just
you're
like,
on the social security.
Out,
like you could literally be an Etsy seller with these
she
blankets.
Should. That's so true.
And make bank from it.
True. Like, she could take a commission.
I don't even know how it works. Anyways, we talked a lot about Charlie XCX.
We did.
So, because of that, we now have to play Charlie XCX.
It's a must, you know?
Like, I think we've also played this one on the radio before.
Definitely, but it's so good. It's, that was like a silly little sound there.
It's Party For You.
Yeah.
Yay. Enjoy.
Hiding on you. tricks and promises. I've had more than my share.
Gotta keep it down. Don't wait around for a signal now. Give me some verb, I ain't talking now. You wanna ride in the six. You wanna dine in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Body on my. Losing all my innocence, yeah, body on my. Finding all my innocence, yeah, body on my. Losing all my innocence, yeah, body on my. Finding all my innocence, yeah, body on my. Losing all my innocence, yeah, body on my. Finding all my innocence, yeah, body on my. Losing all my innocence, yeah, body on my. Finding all my innocence, yeah. Incidental. My bad, never got the memo that you never have fun while you're in the limo. Yeah, you wanna ride in six, you wanna dine in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Body
We gonna be get on the floor.
Yeah.
That was On the Floor by J-Lo and Pitbull. Literally, like, one of my favorite anthems of all time.
It's a, yeah, stadium anthem.
Stadium anthem. Mm-hmm. I was telling Layla, I remember the performance to this of J-Lo and Shakira at the 2020 Super Bowl.
I remember watching that performance and I was like, ugh, we shouldn't get too far into the Super Bowl because we did a whole thing on that. But
that's true.
I don't know. I don't have anything really important to say. I'm like, let's, you know, vet my own thoughts before I start, like, thinking that I actually have something important to say. I don't, so that's fine.
Yeah, I love that song. That's like the song that I'll play on repeat, and I'm just like la 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 la, mm-hmm. and I'm like, woohoo, gotta get this done, like on the floor.
It's gonna
like,
be me this entire week. I'm scared. I'm gonna live in
it's gonna be,
Tisch Library.
It's gonna be me the second I leave this studio.
Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm nervous for the mental health journey I'm about to embark on.
Yeah,
that's you know.
Yeah.
It's hard out here.
I get that. No, I get that.
Yeah, it's definitely hard out here.
I definitely will say I feel fortunate that, like, I'm done by pretty much tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I still need to do it. It's only halfway done, but I got it. I got it in the bag. Don't you worry.
No, it's in the bag. I'm halfway done with the first of four things.
Okay.
So that's, you know, my struggle. Mm-hmm. However, two of my things, I mean, the thing that I'm halfway done with is due next Sunday.
Okay.
It's a paper. That'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Exam next Monday. It's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of the rest of my stuff is on the 10th. I have a paper due that day and then an exam. So it's like at least they're spaced.
Wait, hold the phone. Is it the 10th next Friday?
Yes. Yeah. But also, I have to be here anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So I'm not that pressed. It's like, you know, honestly, at least it gives me something to do. Because if I was done with everything tomorrow, I would just be sitting here for 2 weeks.
Yeah, pondering life.
My stuff. Like, yeah, that would just be honestly too much for me. I would just, like, wander around Boston. Aimless, you know.
Yeah, that's
no aspirations. No, not a thought to be had. Like, so, you know, I'm like, at least this gives me some sense of direction, a goal to work towards. So that I don't just rot
in
my
true.
Own mind.
Yeah. Anyways.
And with that thought,
this is the end of our show.
Mm-hmm.
We played a lot of songs this semester. In fact, wait, hold the phone. I'll bring up how many songs we actually played this semester. We played 261 songs together.
That's crazy. How many hours is that?
15 hours and 40 minutes of music. Together.
And there you go.
In this studio.
And hardly a repeat, because those are all unique songs on there, so that's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even, how do we even know that many songs? Like,
I know.
Guys.
All 261 songs.
Like, right? I'm impressed. But yeah, I probably will be back on the air before I leave, just because I'm gonna have some time on my hands to do a little subsies.
Yes.
So, you know.
I, on the other
don't
hand...
Don't get too sad. Like, I'm around.
I, on the other hand, am leaving in less than 48 hours.
Right. So, you know.
Yeah, we're two very different people, clearly.
Yep. So, like, you know, it's a bittersweet moment.
Yes.
But it's okay.
We'll see each other in the fall. Don't worry,
true.
We'll be back. Like,
it's true. We'll be back. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have anything else to say. Like...
Quick shout out
to for listening.
Our parents.
Yes, for supporting us.
Always listen to us.
So
listen
true.
To the archives of us.
Absolutely.
Shout out to like our friends and fans who, you know,
listen
in.
I appreciate it very much.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
The All last right. song we have. This kind of a nod to like what a conversation we had on the radio a couple weeks ago. When we played Hung Up by Madonna, and I was like,
oh, yeah,
is this Gimme
funny.
Gimme?
Like, what?
Yeah. So now we're actually going to play Gimme Gimme.
Right.
Gimme.
Mm-hmm.
A Man After Midnight.
Mm-hmm.
I also, on Thursday, was the first time I watched Mamma Mia full through.
I'm like, that's wow.
Isn't that wow?
That is definitely wow. Great film. Great film.
I was told not to look so deeply into it, and the whole time I was looking very deeply into it.
In what respect?
It was just like so many things just like did not make sense, and I was just
okay,
like,
yes.
It's goofy. I was like, it's goofy, and you know what? I love it for that.
And yeah, it's camp.
It's camp.
It's camp.
Meryl Streep is camp.
It is. All right.
So this was Sam.
This is Layla.
On Night Train Tunes. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, so sorry, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Oh, my God.
Oh my God.